good to be with all of you this Sunday. I just this last night came back. I don't know if y'all knew I was on vacation for a little bit. And so it's good to be back. I was reflecting on this Sunday and I felt a little bad. You know, the first reading talks about the shepherds who, you know, are not good shepherds, who mislead their flock. I thought, oh, I've been gone for 2 weeks. I feel maybe the Lord's saying I'm a little bad shepherd, bad Father Joseph. But then, you know, then I got to the gospel and Jesus specifically and with great intensity tells the apostles, you know, go away to a deserted place by yourself and rest a while. So then I felt okay being on vacation. It's actually interesting. I actually want to preach to you today, share a little bit about my vacation. I had a very kind of life-transforming vacation. And it kind of, in a very powerful way, very closely is linked to what we hear about today in the readings about Jesus as the Good Shepherd, Jesus who is always with us, especially in the most darkest, scariest moments of our life. During my vacation, I was with my dad's side of the family in Washington State, and by the way, it's gorgeous up there, in case you wanted to know. It's in like the 80s. You know, yesterday I pulled out the weather app to look at what the temperature was going to be back out. 105, 107, you know, 110. Maybe I should just stay. But during the vacation, my family does a lot of crazy stuff together sometimes. One of the things we do is me, my brother, and my sister and stuff, we love hiking in the outdoors. So this summer we decided we were going to try and summit Mount Rainier. Mount Rainier is a huge mountain in Washington State, really, really huge. It's about 14,500 feet, very, very huge. You have to do special training. And so I've been training the last couple of months to try and summit this mountaintop. And I want to tell you a little bit about that experience. Showed up, we got prepped for the mountain about the day after I arrived. And it's one of these kind of climbs where you have to do it over 2 days because of how high it is. So we hiked up from basically the base, about 5,000 feet, up to the base camp called Camp Mir. And then we stayed a night, and then we did a day of training, basically, at base camp, kind of adjusting to the altitude before we tried to hike up to the summit. A really beautiful experience, extremely tiring. Mount Rainier is mostly covered with snow. It's not like here in Texas, you know. So it was an element I'm not super used to, having to hike in snow. So for most of the hike, you actually have to put on these crampons, which are these shoes with these huge spikes on it, to be able to get up through the snow, and specifically the steeper parts of the mountain where you're going uphill. So I felt in a very real way when we showed up, you know, the Texas priest, you know, with my dad and my sister and my brother, who hiked it. It was us four, and then five other of my family members from my dad's side of the family. So nine family members who decided to do this together. I know you guys are thinking right now, Father Joseph, this was supposed to be a vacation. What are you thinking? And I felt in a very real way when we first got to the mountain and the first couple, you know, hours hiking, looking up at how high we were supposed to go. I felt very much like the sheep that are described in our first reading today. You know, I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so they need no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. I felt kind of that fear and trembling, you know, even just the reality of what was in front of us. I had done some training, but I didn't really realize, you know, in truth, how, you know, kind of dangerous this mountain was. I had done other mountains like Pikes Peak before, and I didn't realize how serious this was. So, you know, as we got up the mountain, I started to get a little bit more comfortable because I started to get used to the terrain. We got up to Camp Mir, and especially the second day when we were doing our training, you know, we were practicing what it was like to be part of a rope team, because you actually have to be roped together. If you've ever seen like Mount Everest or something, you actually have to like do all that stuff where you're tied together. You have to figure out, you carry an ice axe in case you fall and stuff. So we learned, you know, how to basically stop our fall if we were to fall. And then we actually did some kind of emergency training. We did some crevasse training. So if someone falls into a crevasse, if you're familiar with a crevasse, it's this huge, deep, basically like slit in the ice that you have to be really careful of because they kind of come out of nowhere. If someone falls in that, how do you rescue someone out of that? So I knew we were going to have to do this, but when my dad described it about a year ago, he's like, yeah, there'll be like, you know, one little crevasse we have to go across and it'll be fine. You know, you've got it. You've done other things in your life. And I was like, okay. when we got there, I realized the seriousness of what we were doing and really this fear and trembling, just the reality and dangers of the mountain. Very representative, sometimes I think, of our life too, you know. Just all the potential ways in our life where we can be pulled away from the things that matter. All these places of danger and treacherousness, these areas of our life where we can get trapped and kept away from what God's desiring us to do. You know, summit the mountain of our life, eternal life that we're called to. So we did this training, and after the training, I felt a lot better. You know, kind of knowing what to do just kind of helps in case something goes wrong. So we started hiking up. You wake up really late at night. We started hiking at 11 p.m. because you have to hike through the night to get to the top. And so we're hiking through the dark. You have headlamps on. We were hiking. And it was a crazy experience because it's so dark, you can only really see, like, the rope and the person in front of you. Once again, I didn't really realize how intense this was going to be. And so we're hiking up the first couple of hours, and I remember just this serene, crazy experience of, you know, total blackness. I'm on this huge, dangerous mountain, and yet, you know, all I'm feeling is just the tug on the rope of the person in front of me and my breath, you know. And I really felt kind of like Psalm 23 today. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, the darkness, you know, Lord, I fear no evil, you know, because you are with me. It was interesting, you know, you see the lights around you from the people who are part of your rope team, and you see lights of other people who are hiking the mountain, and it kind of gives you comfort, you know. As you're hiking up the mountain, and specifically in specific parts, you can kind of look up and see this trail of lights, which is all the other climbers who are ahead of you, and you're like, okay, you know, they at least know the path, hopefully, so we're going the right way. And so it's kind of comforting, even though you can't see anything, you know, there's a comfort in knowing that, okay, I'm with other people, I'm tied on the rope, there's this comfort of knowing I'm attached, I'm secure, you know. And specifically our leader, my cousin, who's an amazing kind of guide and mountain guy, knowing that he's leading me where I'm supposed to go. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, you are with me. I'm with others. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That rope tugging on me comforted me. I knew that I wasn't alone in the midst of that blackness and danger. So kept going, and, you know, I only got a little bit of time because of the homily, but long story short, I got up to about 600, 700 feet shy of the summit and had to turn around. That's another story for another time, but basically it was too much for me. Myself and my dad had to decouple from the rope, and my other seven family members ended up making it to the summit. But me and my dad turned around, and we had to hike down the mountain. By this time, it was sunrise because we've been hiking all through the night, so now you can see everything. And I'm looking around the mountain, and I said, we walked by that? What? You know, we went down that slope, and, you know, and the real danger of the mountain started to be known to me and started to become very aware as we were hiking down how dangerous it was. Because the sun was up, the snow was kind of melting, and this is what you have to watch out for. As we were hiking down, the snow was getting really slushy and starting to give way as we were hiking down. And it was just me and my dad hiking in a rope team, you know, with our ice axes. There's one particular part towards the top that we were coming down, very, very steep. You know, we're kind of really trying to watch our footing. As we're coming down, all of a sudden I hear my dad say, "Whoop!" And I turn around, and he had basically lost his footing, had fallen off of the slope where we were, and had just started to slide down the mountain. And praise be to God for the training I had received. I immediately went into what they call ice axe arrest and had cut my ice axe into the side of the mountain, and you basically try and secure yourself. As my dad was falling, turned back around, felt a tug on the rope, and my dad had fallen into a crevasse during the course of our hike. Dangerous a mountain, dangerous our life, all the things that are in store of us, all the places where we have to really watch where we put our footing, or else we end up like myself and my dad did on that mountain, you know, in a crevasse, in that valley of the shadow of death. Praise be to God, the ice axe held. Praise be to God, we had done our training. And over the course of about 5-10 minutes, I was able to get some help, and we basically emergency raised my dad out of the crevasse. It's pretty scary. Once again, I think if I would have known all this stuff that I was going to be going through, I probably wouldn't have gone. But because I knew my training, because I was with a team that I trusted, you know, I was able to respond in that moment and probably save me and my dad's life, you know. One question we need to ask ourselves in our life, what are we anchored to, you know? And in those moments of really extreme difficulty and, you know, struggle, when those dark moments of our life come up, you know, those moments where we face death, you know, where is our training spiritually, you know? And where do we find our anchor of salvation when we're put in a position like that where we fall in a crevasse in our life? You know, all of a sudden we get that news from the doctor, you have cancer. You know, we get that news of that loved one who has that serious illness. You know, someone who passes away who's deep and close to us. You know, the sickness of a child. All these moments of our life where we feel exactly like my dad did. You know, down in that crevasse, we just barely feel this one lifeline of the rope. You know, and in that moment having to trust in the Lord. Lord, are you really at my side? Are you really my rescuer, my savior? Are you going to get me out of this place where all I see is darkness, where I fear death? Do we know that the Lord is with us? So, getting my dad out, we were able to get down the mountain, got back down to Camp Mir, and now I'm safely back in front of you here today. I want to ask you a couple questions just to sum up everything I shared today. First of all, you know, what is your summit in life? What are you seeking to conquer? You know, is it things of this world, goals of this world, or is it eternal salvation? Because what you have your eyes set on in life is basically where you're going to spend your energy. You know, are you spending your energy to conquer the things of this life, or are you spending your energy to conquer, you know, the truth of who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, to one day be at God's right side in heaven as a beloved son and daughter? And in having your eyes set on God, are you then doing what you need to be doing to be trained? Reading your scripture, praying every day, learning your faith, making it real, not so it's just some video you watched like I did before I got to the mountain about what to do, but actually doing it, actually practicing the faith. So that moment in your life, when you fall in a crevasse spiritually, You rely on your training. You rely on the deep relationship with Jesus you have so that you have faith in that moment. You know that Jesus is with you. There is salvation in the midst of that darkness. Who are you roped to in your life? Who is your rope team? Do you have reliable people who are part of your rope team, your family, your friends, people who you can rely on, who are supporting you in your faith to help get to that summit of eternal life that we're all called to, you know? Do you need to be seeking out new people in your life that are going to be a strength to help you get to where God desires you to be as his son and daughter? And then finally, in those moments of darkness in your life, maybe you're going through that right now where you feel just like my dad, you know, stuck in that crevasse, just feeling the weight of potential death, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally, whatever it is you're struggling with in life. Do you know that Jesus is with you there as the good shepherd? Even though you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil because he is with you. His rod and his staff comfort you. So we ask for that grace for ourselves today to know of the great love that Jesus has for us, his fatherhood, who he is as a good shepherd. So as we go through this life on the treacherous slopes of the mountain of spiritual salvation, eternal life, we may continuously turn to him who is our Lord and our God, our Savior and our Shepherd. Amen.